I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show, and joining us right now from Freightliner's Team Run Smart, Jimmy Navarez. Jimmy, how are you? Good to see you.
Oh, good, good. Thank you for having me. Doing good.
Let's talk about your role in Team Run Smart. How long have you been a part of Team Run Smart?
I've been a Team Run Smart pro for Freightliner for going on 4 years now.
Nice.
Helping represent the need to help further success in the trucking industry for all owner-operators and drivers.
Yeah. The entire community at their Team Run Smart now, online and through all the initiatives and social media, I understand, is in the tens of thousands now.
Yes, definitely. We've had a great following, a great reception from the entire trucking community. So the eagerness to want people to learn and their need to want to learn and further their businesses successfully is definitely fueling the fire behind Team Run Smart.
Let's talk about your business. Tell us about it and where you are today. We understand your business is expanding.
Yes, so I started about 15 years ago in trucking, as everybody does, as an over-the-road owner-operator. A lot of folks start out that way. In 2010, I ended up purchasing my first truck and have been an owner-operator since. About a year and a half ago, having my own authority, going out on my own, and deciding to take it a step further, living the dream, so to speak, of most owner-operators, and having your own control and, of course, your own headaches, which come along with
right.
it. So. Here just recently, within the past 6 months, we added our second driver, contracted with an owner-operator that I've known for several years to come pull freight for me, because you get to a point where there's freight out there that you don't want to turn down. It's money you're turning down every time you turn down a load. So having the load volume thrown at you and wanting to cover it, you'll end up eventually coming to that fork in the road if you want to turn down that work and continue turning it down, or
right.
you hire someone to cover it. So.
Yeah.
Having added another driver, it actually opened up my eyes to a whole different side of trucking as an owner-operator, because then you become, so to speak, the small fleet
yeah.
operator. And
yeah.
it's, no one tells you that two times the trucks is two times the homework and headaches.
Right. And you're also, I mean, it's something where you're building, the demand is coming in part based on the job that you have done for your customers. And so now you're asking someone else that's not you to live up to that standard that you have set. I would imagine, knowing what my father-in-law went through it as a non-driving small fleet owner at one point, where it was tougher for him because he wasn't a driver to understand it. But for you, a different, I guess, set of concerns, and the first would be maybe having a driver that you know is going to live up to your standards.
And that's precisely it, because you want to make sure that person you're going to put representing your brand and your company is going to do just as good a job, if not better, than yourself. So finding that is ultimately the make it or break it point
yeah.
for any trucking company looking at expansion, even if it's just 1, 3, 5 trucks. Having the driver is the make or break point. So
yeah.
it's very crucial to make that choice, the right choice.
Right. Is it a good time? A lot of owner-operators, you know, it's over the decades that I've been doing this, you could ask one driver or owner-operator that would say, yeah, I wouldn't recommend it, and then on that same day see another owner-operator that say, no, it's a great time. Your business is expanding here. Is it a good time? Is this a good opportunity for owner-operators to really take advantage of the reputation and experience they've built in the industry?
I actually founded my business as an owner-operator during the tail end of the last large recession in 2010. So through the entire process of being an owner-operator, I've gone against the naysayers, because there were numerous people that told me it couldn't be done in 2010, and I've conquered many cannot-dos by those standards. So in my eyes, any time is a good time if it fits your operating area,
yeah.
if it fits the way you operate.
Right.
You make your own good time,
sure.
so to speak. So,
right.
so based on your customer service, if you're going to get those loads, it can be a bad economic time, a good economic time, but trucks still have to move freight.
If you're talking to an independent today and you want to give them a few points of advice, whether they are going to expand their business or just to improve their business, their operation, what are those points that you're going to hit?
The points I hit are, be sure to approach it as a business. We have one of our pillars of content on Team Run Smart that is business smart. And it is very important that a lot of guys, they go from being a company driver to an owner-operator, and they've lacked that business background. They don't come to Team Run Smart and other facets of the industry to go ahead and attain those skills or knowledge. So they go from a company driver where you turn and burn mile for mile, and you get paid to do it. Go home, do it all over again, rinse and repeat. As an owner-operator, it's not as cut and dry. You have a lot more things to worry about, and as you add trucks, even more stuff to worry about between regulations and registration and insurances and everything you have that comes along with owning trucks. So for me, the main thing I try to stress to people, be sure you approach it as a business smartly, and if you don't have the skill set or don't know something, don't be afraid to ask. And that's right. That's definitely why we have Team Run Smart, where we're there for anybody to ask anything.
You know, great talking to you, and we're going to be talking to other members of the Team Run Smart group here at the Great American Trucking Show, as we have for years. And, Jimmy, great to talk to you here and know that, drivers, that it can be done. I've always said, don't listen to the ones that will tell you it can't be. Listen to the ones that will tell you it can be, and get that advice. Ask those questions, as you've said. I'm, you know, in my 50s now, and I still ask questions all the time. If you're willing to learn, if you're willing to ask those questions, there are no stupid questions. Ask those questions just as you advise there, Jimmy. So thank you for being here. Team Run Smart. You can go to the website, follow along. Are you blogging on a regular basis like the other drivers are as well?
We actually go in rotation. So there's five pro spots and six of us total because there's a team.
Yeah.
So we put up a fresh blog every day from the pros, and we go in a five-day rotation. So you'll catch one from me on the pros page every 5 days.
That's great. All right, Jimmy, thank you so much for being here. On behalf of Freightliner's Team Run Smart, we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you for having me.